remember how I've said that there's natural intelligence everywhere in the cosmos? And that's why I've said there's really no such thing as artificial intelligence, that the term AI is wrong. All intelligence is natural intelligence. And to sort of underscore this point, I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that when you walk on a beach, you're walking on sand. And that sand can be formed into a supercomputer. That sand can do math. That sand can write articles. That sand can generate videos. How? If you take the sand, which is, of course, made of silicon, right? I mean, almost all sand is just silicon dioxide, okay? That's you know, chemically, that's what it is. So you take the silicon out of sand and you rearrange it. If you rearrange it, you get a microprocessor. If you rearrange it in the right way, you get computational cores. And if you stack enough cores on a chip, you know, you can get a supercomputer. Or if you stack them together in a certain way, you could get a graphics processing unit. So sand can be a supercomputer. It's just in the arrangement of it. So the natural intelligence potential intrinsically exists in the sand, the grains of sand on a beach, which is largely considered to be, you know, inanimate, stupid, dead, right, lifeless. But by applying a little bit of power and arranging those sand molecules, or technically the silicon that is part of sand, you arrange it in the right ways, what do you get? You get microprocessors that can produce videos, that can produce speech, that can produce AI, intelligence, cognition, that can perform work, etc. So imagine if inanimate sand has intelligence potential. What's the intelligence potential of an ocean of water? Or a beam of sunlight? Or all the leaves on a tree? Huh? See, there's computational potential and intelligence potential in every element that you observe in nature. Even light, even light. For example, you can put up a solar panel. You can collect the sunlight, and then you can turn that into electricity, and that electricity can power the chip that you made out of sand on the beach. And now you have light being turned into computational capabilities. So when you go out to a beach, you're walking in the sand, you're bathing in the sun. You are actually bathing in and walking in God's natural cosmic intelligence. It's literally under your feet and over your head. You're bathing in it. You're bathing in the intelligence of photons. And all light contains information, by the way. So there's actually intelligence in the beams of light themselves. And that intelligence speaks to your body. It speaks to your brain. And that's why if you don't have light, you begin to suffer cognitive decline. And it's why if you aren't exposed to light, your body begins to decay. It needs photoactivation on your skin in order to be healthy, in order to have healthy bones. Like if you are vitamin D deficient because you don't have enough light, your bones will start to turn to mush. And then they call it rickets, you know? And so they give it a disease name. What is rickets? Well, technically it's light deficiency, although doctors would say it's vitamin D deficiency. But most people get vitamin D from light. Most humans do. So it's a light deficiency. You begin to disassemble if you lack light. So the expression of light touching your body helps your body organize itself intelligently and structurally in order to maintain your form, your physical form and your cognitive form, because there's all kinds of, you know, photoreceptors that affect your neurology also. So this is what I want you to understand. No wonder the medical establishment tries to scare you to be afraid of the sun. They say the sun will kill you. No, the sun will actually give you life. It's the lack of sun that will kill you. It's the lack of light that will kill you. Now, one more important point in all of this is that in microprocessing manufacturing, which relies very strongly on UV lithography with special masking equipment and so on, and it's way more complex than that, but that's the basics of it. In microchip factories, contaminants will ruin the silicon wafers. Contaminants, which could be pieces of dust or could be other elements, you know, if some elements of copper or iron or nickel or whatever were to fall into the grooves of the wafer, then it would cause the microprocessor to malfunction. And all of a sudden, instead of expressing cognition and intelligence, the chip would begin flagging errors and it would be a stupid chip. You know, it wouldn't function. Well, what do you think happens in human brains and human bodies when we have contaminants? Now, your brain is powered by what's in your blood. And when your blood is clean, then your brain functions very well. You have high cognition, which is something that I encourage and hopefully demonstrate that on occasion. If you have a lot of contaminants in your blood, which could be toxic chemicals, heavy metals, it could be alcohol, you know, it could be recreational drugs or what have you, or even hormone disruptors, then your cognition is going to be interrupted, just like a microchip having contaminants in the manufacturing process. You can't have contaminants and expect your biological neural net processor to function well. You have to have clean blood. You have to have clean inputs. And I've been studying this and teaching this for now almost 25 years. And in that time, I've assessed the primary vectors of contamination. And it's really quite simple. Number one, most people are eating toxic food. And you already know that, and you know that it's important to have clean food in your diet. Number two, a lot of people are drinking toxic water, but that's also easy to clean up with water filters and so on, or you could do rainwater collection and drink rainwater, which is the cleanest source of all, even cleaner than spring water or well water. Number three, and this is where a lot of people miss the boat on this, people put on personal care products, lotions, deodorants, shampoos, cosmetics, skin creams, whatever, and laundry detergent and fabric softeners in the dryer that just inundate their bodies with toxic chemicals. It goes right through their skin into their blood, and then it circulates to their brain. That causes brain malfunction. It causes a loss of cognition, especially high levels of toxic fragrance, you know, synthetic fragrance from air fresheners, perfumes, colognes, personal care products, etc. And almost all the cosmetics that are sold out there are loaded with toxic fragrances. They all damage your brain to some extent because they dull your brain. Your brain has to recede from its sensitivity in order to coexist with strong, overpowering perfumes and synthetic fragrances. And when your brain recedes from that sensory experience, it kind of walls itself off and it shuts down some of its sensory acuity, which leads to people becoming dull and stupid. So there is actually a direct correlation between people who wear a lot of perfumes and colognes and fragrance and people who are dumbed down and become cognitively impaired, because that's a causative relationship. So I say this because, you know, we're talking about microprocessors and cognition and natural intelligence. You were born with natural intelligence, but you have to keep your blood clean in order to experience that natural intelligence at its optimum levels of performance. And I just gave you the answers for how to do that. And if you want more answers or you have specific questions about certain ingredients, just go to our AI engine, because it has a wellness coach and it has an ingredients analyzer, and it's completely free to use. And you can find it right now at brightu.ai. And that's the letter U, brightu.ai. Takes you straight to that AI engine, and you can ask it anything that you might ask me, except it knows more than I do now at this point. But it's very easy to start with the basics. Clean up your food, clean up your water, clean up your personal care products. And of course, if you want the best sources of this, ultra clean foods that are laboratory tested. That's the business that I'm in. I built an entire business around this concept. And you can shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. And if you shop there, know that you are buying the cleanest, most heavily scrutinized, laboratory tested, almost all certified organic products, where we scrutinize the raw materials before we even manufacture the products. We test them for heavy metals. We test them for glyphosate. We test them for microbiology. We test many of them for things like atrazine. We test other products, certain products, for radiation levels and things like that. We test for aflatoxins in certain nuts and certain grains and so on. Depends on the product, what kind of testing is demanded for it. But we test everything for heavy metals and microbiology and more. And also, all of our products, our personal care products, our toothpaste, our deodorant, our body soaps, our laundry detergent, dishwasher detergent, etc., are all just the cleanest formulations you will find on planet Earth. You can look up every ingredient. You'll be amazed at how clean it is. It's environmentally friendly, but just as importantly, it's friendly to your health and it doesn't interfere with your neurology. The bottom line here is, if you want to be healthy and you want to have high levels of cognitive performance, you need clean blood. And if you want to have clean blood, you want to have clean food, clean supplements, which we also offer, and clean personal care products. And that's what we sell. If you embrace essentially the clean living lifestyle that we offer at healthrangerstore.com, your cognitive results will improve. You will function at a higher level. Your health will improve. You will see dramatic results within just a few months by switching to our products. I've heard thousands of stories, success stories, from people who have done that, and they absolutely love what we offer because it makes such a striking difference in their lives. Even our colloidal silver mouthwash, our colloidal silver first aid gel, even our toothpaste and so on, it's just out of this world formulations. So remember, you were born with natural intelligence. God wants you to be intelligent. God wants you to be a genius. You're born with a neural network that is a holographic computational supercomputer. And yet, most people dumb it down with Doritos and Big Macs and, recreational drugs or pesticides, just garbage, They dumb themselves down. And that's like throwing contaminants on the microchips in the factory. It's like, why would you want a faulty microchip when you could have the full super intelligence experience? All you got to do is clean up your diet, clean up your water, throw out the toxins in your pantry, in your bathroom, in your, on your cosmetics shelf. Throw out the toxins. Replace them with things that are healthy. It'll change your life. So thank you for supporting us, by the way, all of you who already shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You're helping us and you're helping yourself at the same time. And we couldn't function without you. And I know from many of you, you tell us that you can't function without us. So we all benefit. We all win. And that's why our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We are here to help heal the world with clean food. So thank you for your support.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.